church planting churches, we understand that if we're not involved in this, we might not be accomplishing fully the task that God has for us.
Yeah.
We're doing it locally, but we're not multiplying. We're not sending. We can become the last link on the Great Commission chain if we're not careful.
This is an NC Baptist resource. For more, visit ncbaptist.org. Welcome to the NC Baptist Podcast, the podcast designed to engage with ministry leaders around topics that will explore approaches and resources to help us be on mission together. It's because of your generosity that this resource is available. Learn more at ncbaptist.org/give or contact us at communications@ncbaptist.org.
Welcome to the NC Baptist Podcast. Thanks for tuning in today, everyone. Mike Pittman here, your Send NC Director with North Carolina Baptist, and I've also got church planting strategist extraordinaire,
nice,
Antoine Lassiter in the house.
Oh.
Yes, you.
What's up, guys? Yeah, it's good to be here with you, Mike.
Glad to have you today, man. Thanks for sitting down and having this conversation with us. Man, we're excited about today's guest.
Yes.
Been wanting to get this guy on the podcast. And so joining us today via Zoom is Noah Oldham, who is the executive director with Send Network with the North American Mission Board. Noah, welcome to the podcast.
What's up?
Great to be here with you guys. Love the work that God's doing in North Carolina through all of y'all. And man, I can't wait to see what's coming next.
Let's go, man. Send NC, right?
That's right.
In the building. Yes.
That's right.
Hey, man, tell us about your role at Send Network.
Yeah. So after 15 years of being a church planter in St. Louis and serving in a couple of different roles with Send Network, I recently relocated to Atlanta in the last few months, but in the role of executive director. Just a few areas that I get to delve into and oversee. I serve on the executive team with our president and executive vice president, ensuring that our team's direction and our quality and our posture all aligns with our network's vision, mission, values, and priorities. I get to provide leadership for our Send Network planter and spouse care strategy. I get to help shape and execute the visional direction for the culture of the network and our tier one events. And I get to serve as the brand liaison for a marketing team that helps to not only inform, but mobilize this family of churches by what we do and what we say to bring them into the work that God is doing all over North America. And then I get to do some overseeing of some content and cohort projects. And so it's a lot of fun. And man, God is up to work.
Yeah, man. It's an exciting time at Send Network, is it not?
It really is. It really is. There's so much going on, so much potential for where God's taking us.
Well, you know, we're super excited about being a part of Send Network with Send NC. As you know, we just celebrated our first year, and we felt like it was successful as we became a part of the greater Send Network and the family of churches. Man, we're seeing churches plant churches, right?
Yes.
Seeing churches sending members to plant churches in neighborhoods across the state. And we're seeing churches that have never been involved in church planting and planted before. We're seeing them get started and all that. So super exciting stuff that's been happening in the last year. What do you see happening here in North Carolina and across the nation that excites you as it pertains to church planting?
Yeah, I would say two things, breadth and depth. So first, breadth, two things. The application of our 1% vision being drilled down in not only our regions and states, but localities. This desire to see 1% of lostness reached for the gospel through church planting over the next decade. I know North Carolina is leading out in that. I mean, you guys are showing up to orientation after orientation with these new planters. You guys are rolling deep into those things. It is amazing. But also the diversity. Our last two Send Network orientations, over 400 planters attended those, and over 60% at each of those orientations was non-white, which means that we are on the way to planting churches everywhere for everyone. Our family of churches is getting more diverse. In fact, orientation in the next few weeks is coming up, and over 70 of our 200 planters coming are Hispanic and Spanish-speaking, meaning we're seeing God just take that demographic and a whole new trajectory. So we're excited about the breadth, but also the depth. We are doubling down on our need for prayer and biblical preaching. We see that as a necessity in the days that we're living in more than ever. So we're focusing in more acutely on these nine essential biblical qualifications for planters, and we're beginning to prepare them for that, assess around it, train them in it, so that our planters are not just effective, but they are faithful to what God has called them to do. So I'm not only excited about the breadth, I'm excited about the depth of what God's up to right now.
So Noah, you will be joining us at the end of April for our first ever Send NC gathering, and you're one of the speakers. So what would you be speaking on?
Yeah, I've been asked to speak on the core value, our Send Network core value of stick together. We are a family of churches united by a mission. And my desire at that event is to help us see the biblical call of doing this thing together and not alone. That the kingdom runs on the rails of relationships, and that we need one another not only to accomplish the thing that God's called us to specifically in this season, but to accomplish this larger kingdom mandate. And I'm a firm believer that you don't find things, you build most things. And if we're going to be a family of churches, we have to build a family of churches.
That's good.
We were literally just talking about that together, were we not, right before we started this thing? And we're so excited about doing it. This is the first time we've done anything like this, Noah. Here in North Carolina.
I'm so excited for you guys to do it then. You're going to love it. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be really cool. Antoine, what are you excited about as it pertains to the gathering?
So the speakers are going to be dope with Tony Marita, Andrew Hopper, Noah's going to be there. So I'm really excited about the speakers, but I'm also excited about, it's almost like it's a mini family reunion with the church planters coming in.
Yeah.
The location, if you haven't been to the location, it's beautiful, especially this time of the year. So having the mixture of the speakers that's going to be pouring into not only the church planters, but the churches that we've invited to get from here to there, I think that's the gumbo. That's like the mixture of all good things, right? And I think, and then, you know, we're going to have worship. Like we don't do anything without worship. So the word's going to be there through the speakers, the diversity of speakers, and then the family of churches coming together on mission together, focused from advancing the kingdom. Because you know we're all about the kingdom.
Yes.
So having that as the backdrop, I think it's going to be. I know it's going to be a great time to gather. What are you excited about, Mike?
Man, you know, one of the things that we've been intentionally planting and just working across the state for a number of years now. I mean, for the last four years or so, it's really been about helping churches to understand that churches plant churches.
We say that ad nauseum, but that's what we believe.
People get tired of hearing us say that, but you know, we're seeing something happen here in North Carolina, Noah, where it really looks like churches are starting to get it to the place where they feel like if they're not getting involved in church planting in some form or fashion, like maybe we're not getting it done. Like we've got some things we want to do. So I can't wait to see planters and sending churches and potential supporting churches and all of them to come together for a couple of days where we're gonna have a good time worshiping the Lord together and just exploring this concept.
And bringing their wives
into it. Yeah, man. I mean, just that whole care aspect. And like you mentioned it, like, could the Cove be any better than April 24th through 26th? I mean, it's when everything's going to be in bloom.
Yeah.
You know, it's still the humidity hasn't really set in there yet.
Yeah.
And so, man, it's going to be quite heavenly.
And
I believe.
Affordable. Like it's like let's if you haven't been to the Cove, just the opportunity for you to come and then just to gather with the family is going to be great.
So, just kind of turning it back around to the real purpose why we do this. And this really is meant to be a care event.
Yeah.
Right. This is pastoral care. And having been a part of Send Network gatherings with you, Noah, and you basically were running that, right? I mean, you and a team, but I mean, that's kind of been your deal with them, just working across the nation. With all of that, which is one of the reasons I'm so excited to have you be a part of this with us, because I know that this is something that's near and dear to your heart. But we're going to be coming off this busy season,
right?
Yeah.
Just a couple weeks after Easter. And so as we prioritize rest and renewal for our churches, Noah, why do you feel like events like the Ascendancy Gathering are so important for pastors and pastors' wives to be a part of?
Yeah, you guys have been speaking to it already. It's the way we were created. We were created to breathe in and breathe out. We were created for different seasons. We're going to experience spring here at the Cove. We go through different seasons in nature. We go through different seasons of our lives. These pastors, these wives, these leaders have been pouring out. They've been giving away. Yes. They need to be refueled, not only physically, which I know this will be care and rest, but spiritually. They need to be a part of something where they have no work to do but meet with the Lord and let Him speak and let Him fill them with His Spirit. Then also, they need to be refreshed with vision. There is something about pouring out each and every week that you have this bucket of vision in your soul. You pour it out. And sometimes the mixed reactions, you need to be filled back up and you need to be able to get away from all the hustle and bustle, sometimes out of context of your church and your ministry home. So you can be filled back up. We do it with foreign missionaries. We bring them stateside so they can have that. This is an opportunity you guys are providing. I am so thankful you're doing it. And I think that these ministry couples, they are going to head back into their mission field more refreshed than they thought they even needed. And they're going to be saying, I'm so glad I came to this event.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Man, we could do a whole podcast about this next one. I've got one more thing I really want us to dive into. And we already talked a little bit about churches planting churches. You know, our slogan is that churches plant churches, we can help, right?
Yeah.
We say it all the time. We bring that before the guys. But, you know, I know a little bit of your story coming out of August Gate and sending churches have been a part of your life. Tell us how church planting churches have influenced not only you, but those in your circles of influence.
Yeah, church planting churches, they are, you said it earlier, this kind of posture of we understand that if we're not involved in this, we might not be accomplishing fully the task that God has for us. We're doing it locally, but we're not multiplying. We're not sending. We can become the last link on the Great Commission chain if we're not careful. And so churches that plant churches, they set an example in priority of ministry to seek first the kingdom. They set an example in sacrifice that the resources we have that God has given us, we are conduits and we are not a bucket. We are been given to pour out for the nations. They set an example in perseverance. Church planting is hard. Sending your best is hard.
Say that one more time.
I mean, I don't know that the church in Antioch ever recovered to the point where they had such great leaders like Paul and Barnabas after they sent them out. But it didn't matter because they were a part of the first global mission of sending missionaries to plant churches. Amen. And that's their legacy. And then finally, I think they set an example and kingdom partnership. They truly say, you know, we're Baptists, we believe in the autonomy of the local church. We set an example that says we believe in that, but we also believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord of all of our churches. And He has said, I want you to be one as I am one, partner together and see this synergy take off. So they set an example. And I would just say, any sending churches that are listening or a church that says, I don't know if we're ready to take the step, you'll never be ready. Take the step and watch Lord provide all that you need to do it.
Preach.
Noah just came here to preach, huh?
He did, didn't he?
What's up, man?
Tell you what. Man, can we go ahead
Can we go in and out?
Can we go now?
I think you got a preview of his talk when it comes.
Let's go.
Let's go. So, Noah, thank you for joining Mike and I for the podcast today. We're super grateful for you not only being a part of the Send Network, but lending your voice to our Send NC gathering at the end of April. And so we look forward to seeing what God is going to do through our gathering.
Man, great to be with you guys.
Listeners, there's a limited number of spots for the Send NC gathering, and we want you to be there. Registration closes on April 5th. So, man, go ahead and get registered for that. It's going to be a great time. Whether you're a part of a church plant, a sending church, or a church who is interested in becoming a sender and partnering with church planters, visit ncbaptist.org/sendncgathering to register today. NC Baptist, you can listen to more NC Baptist podcasts just like this one at ncbaptist.org/podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Thank you for joining us today. Because of your generosity to NC Baptist, this podcast, along with other helpful resources, are made available for you. Learn more by visiting ncbaptist.org/give.